Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel has accepted a proposal to bridge differences, holding up a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza, and he called on Hamas to do the same, without saying whether the latest draft had addressed concerns cited by the terrorist group.
Now, what the challenge is, besides Hamas agreeing to the bridging proposal, is to make sure that there are clear understandings on how the different parties are going to make good on their commitments.
Blinken spoke after holding a 2.5-hour meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, and Blinken is expected to travel to Egypt and Qatar on Tuesday. The U.S. Democratic Party opens its convention on Monday, transformed by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's ascendance, but still facing lingering questions, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Day one of the Democratic National Convention will focus on President Biden's record as he takes a final turn in the spotlight.
He's got a longer record of accomplishment than we could possibly celebrate tonight.
But Delaware Senator Chris Coons, a Harris campaign co-chair, says the DNC will try. Organizers say tonight's session will include everyday people, elected officials, and the president himself.
You will see a very proud president.
Biden advisor Cedric Richmond says the president will pass the baton to Kamala Harris, who will accept the party's nomination Thursday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As Democrats kick off their convention in Chicago, Donald Trump's campaign is trying to regain its footing after spending the last several weeks flailing to adjust to the new reality of Kamala Harris at the top of the Democratic ticket.